From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia ready to host ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum 2023. Indonesian House and Japanese political party discuss bilateral cooperation. Now the news in detail. For the first time in the history of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN Summit, Indonesia will hold a forum that gathers representatives from Indo-Pacific countries. The event, entitled ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum 2023, is a main event that cannot be separated from the ASEAN Summit. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Pahala Mansuri, in a press statement on Friday, which was monitored from Jakarta, pointed out that the forum is rooted in the meaning of the theme of this year's ASEAN Summit, that is, ASEAN Matters Epicentrum of Growth.
Sebagaimana kita ketahui, salah satu
as we know, one of the implementation of embodiments of ASEAN Matters is to affirm the importance of understanding for all parties that ASEAN is the epicenter of growth embodied in the ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum. It aims to be able to ground the strategy and is also a form of implementation of the ASEAN Outlook and the Indo-Pacific, thereby demonstrating Indonesia's leadership in the Indo-Pacific. Moreover, according to Pahala Mansuri, there are three main elements that form the basis for organizing the forum. First, the desire to build a paradigm that the Indo-Pacific region is an inclusive and collaborative area. Second, constructive nature that focuses on important issues in ASEAN. And third, collaboration that involves all countries in the Indo-Pacific region. ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum 2023 is planned to be held on September the 5th and 6th in Jakarta and is part of a series of holding the 43rd ASEAN Summit. Besides panel discussions, this forum also filled with exhibitions of collaborative projects and business matching activities. Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Abdul Muhaimin Iskandar, discussed increasing cooperation between Indonesia and Japan during a meeting with the chief representative of Japan's Komeito Party, Natsuo Yamaguchi, on Friday. Iskandar received a visit from Yamaguchi and delegates from the Komeito Party at his residence in South Jakarta. As quoted by Antara, according to Muhaimin Iskandar, in a statement on Friday, the Indonesian House will continue to improve relations between parties, relations between parliaments, while at the same time supporting economic cooperation and relations in all fields. At the meeting, Muhaimin Iskandar, who is also serving as a chairperson of the Indonesian Nation Awakening Party, sought advanced cooperation in developing human resources, so that the competency of Indonesia's workforce can be on par with Japan's. Indonesian Ministry of Industry continues to strive to produce digitally proficient industrial human resources through the Lean Monozukuri for Making Indonesia 4.0. The program is a form of collaboration between the Ministry's Industrial Human Resource Development Agency and the Association for Overseas Technical Cooperation and Sustainable Partnerships that was developed with Lexer Research and Fuso Machine Works to organize and simulate production and manufacturing process. Head of the Ministry's Industrial Human Resource Development Agency, Mas Rohan, noted in a statement on Friday, automotive industry is one of the priority sectors of the Making Indonesia 4.0 program. Therefore, automotive industry companies that are carrying out technology transformation to Industry 4.0 need industrial human resources who are able to adapt to the latest technology to strengthen the national automotive industry. Indonesian Financial Services Authority targets to publish a regulation concerning carbon exchange next week. The authority chief executive of the Supervision of Capital Market, Derivative Finance and Carbon Exchange, Inarno Jayadi, stated on Friday that the regulation is currently undergoing a process at the Law and Human Rights Ministry and hopefully it will be published next week. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Iran's Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian met with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah. As reported by ArabNews.com yesterday, the meeting came as part of the Iranian Foreign Minister's visit to Riyadh on his first trip to Saudi Arabia since a landmark rapprochement deal in March. Both officials reviewed bilateral ties and explored future opportunities for cooperation between the two countries. They also discussed latest international and regional development. Malaysian air accident investigators were analyzing on Friday, August the 18th, the cockpit voice recorder of a light plane that crashed into a road near the capital, killing all 8 people on board and 2 on the ground. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the Beechcraft Model 390 aircraft exploded into a fireball on impact when it crashed on Thursday in Selangor State, west of the capital Kuala Lumpur. Japan expressed grave concern after Chinese and Russian warships sailed close to its southern islands on Thursday, just a day before its leader is expected to discuss rising tensions in the Indo-Pacific at a summit with counterparts from South Korea and the United States. As reported by CNN.com on August 18th, according to Japan's Defense Ministry, 6 Chinese ships, among them missile destroyers, and 5 Russian vessels, some of them destroyers, sailed between Japan's Okinawa Island and Miyako Island before moving toward the East China Sea on Thursday. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from North Konawe Regency, Southeast Sulawesi Province. North Konawe Regency in Southeast Sulawesi Province was recorded at the Indonesian World Record Museum or MURI after unfurling the 7.8 kilometers long Indonesian red and white flag on Taipa Beach, Las Solo District during the 78th anniversary commemoration of the country's independence, with most participants dressed in traditional cloth. The next news comes from Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu. Thousands of climbers of Mount Kaba Volcano, Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu Province, raised a giant flag at the commemoration of the 78th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia on Thursday morning. Head of the Bukit Kaba Tourism Awareness Group, Yulian Adi Pratama, said the climbers came from various areas in Rejang Lebong, Bengkulu City, also from neighboring South Sumatra and Jambi provinces. He revealed the red and white flag was hoisted, measured 30 times 15 meters, and the ceremony was attended by thousands of climbers, even though it was delayed due to the thick fog that covered the top of Bukit Kaba. The giant red and white flag was able to be hoisted during the day. The last item in news from across Indonesia comes from Pangkep, South Sulawesi. For students from the State Vocational High School 2 in Pangkep, South Sulawesi, exhibited a Jeep car that had been assembled and modified from a conventional oil-fueled car to an environmentally friendly electric car at the 78th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia at the Governor's Office of South Sulawesi, Makassar, on Thursday. This car with a capacity of 4 people came to the attention of the invited guests when the Governor of South Sulawesi, Andi Sudirman Sulaiman, together with a number of heads of the Regional Leadership Communication Forum for Koptimdo South Sulawesi, carried out a parade driving the Jeep. The Jeep is the first creation of the students in South Sulawesi, with manufacturing process took 9 months. This car uses a 6,000-watt electric engine and can be controlled using an Android mobile phone with an eco, normal, and sport speed system. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event of August 19, 1945, above the anniversary of the Supreme Court. The first Indonesian president, Sukarno, inaugurated Kusumah Atmaja as the chairperson of the Supreme Court of the Republic of Indonesia 2 days after the Independence Day of Indonesia proclaimed on August 19, 1945. The inauguration was stipulated as the anniversary of the Supreme Court through the decree of the Chief of Indonesian Supreme Court concerning determination of the anniversary of the Supreme Court of the Republic of Indonesia. Afterwards, the Supreme Court moved to Yogyakarta in the period 1946 to 1950. However, on January 1, 1950, the Supreme Court returned to Jakarta. At that time, Kusumah Atmaja was again the chief of the Supreme Court until he passed away. Let's move to another event of 1919 when Afghanistan gained independence from the United Kingdom. On August 19, 1919, Afghanistan gained independence from the United Kingdom. Post-independence, Afghanistan often changed its system of government. Afghanistan is a unitary presidential Islamic republic with Islam as the official state religion. Afghanistan later joined a member state of the United Nations Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Group 77, Organization Economic Cooperation, and the Non-Aligned Movement. We end today in history with the commemoration of World Humanitarian Day every August 19 annually. Every August 19, the world commemorates World Humanitarian Day. This date was stipulated as World Humanitarian Day to commemorate the suicide bombing at the Canal Hotel, Baghdad, Iraq on August 19, 2003. At that time, a terrorist killed an Iraqi policeman and carried out a suicide car bombing at a checkpoint behind UN headquarters in Baghdad. At that time, there were plans whether the UN would expand its role in Iraq. The explosion occurred at the entrance to the car park, about 200 meters from the UN complex at the Canal Hotel. As a result of this incident, 20 people were declared dead, including the high UN envoy in Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Sekian bintang cakrawala, apa hanya kita saja yang bernyawa lahir? Kita semua tak berdaya. Lalu hidup kita mesti berupaya dan dewasa terpaksa. Takkan tahu yang kamu takkan.
will tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hari Sabtu tanggal 19 Agustus 2023. My Indonesia today is on Bank Indonesia launches national standard for new QRIS features and initiates the Indonesia-Singapore Interstate QRIS trial. Indonesian Central Bank or Bank Indonesia launched a national standard for the new QRIS feature for cash withdrawal, transfer and cash deposit transaction or QRIS Tuntas on Thursday, August 17th in Jakarta. Implementation of QRIS Tuntas for payment service provider are ready to develop the intended feature as soon as September 1, 2023 and no later than November the 13th. The launch, which was carried out to coincide with the commemoration of the 78th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia, is a form of the bank's contribution for the country. This initiative is a concrete manifestation of Bank Indonesia's commitment to developing innovative QRIS features on an ongoing basis as part of the implementation of the 2025 Payment System Blueprint to accelerate digital economic and financial inclusion while supporting stability and sustainable economic growth. On this occasion, Bank Indonesia also announced the start of the Indonesia-Singapore Interstate QRIS trial. Governor of Bank Indonesia, Perry Warjio, said QRIS Tuntas aims to encourage inclusion through expanding access to digital payments to all levels of society, especially the poor, with coverage throughout Indonesia. Furthermore, QRIS Tuntas is also directed at supporting payment system stability through interconnection and the interoperability between providers and sources of funds, as well as encouraging sustainable economic growth through efficient pricing schemes while ensuring the continuity of services by the industry. As a digital payment game changer, the QRIS Tuntas feature allows users to be able to transfer funds between QRIS users, as well as cash withdrawals and cash deposits at automated teller or cash deposit machine or QRIS Tuntas agents who meet Bank Indonesia requirements and regulation. This is what distinguishes it from the previous QRIS feature, which aims to make payments only. The launch of QRIS Tuntas was also accompanied by the commencement of a payment interconnection trial between Indonesia and Singapore using the QR code, which is a follow-up to the international QR code-based payment collaboration between Bank Indonesia and the Monetary Authority of Singapore initiated last year. Payment connectivity with the QR code between Indonesia and Singapore will be able to facilitate trade between countries more efficiently, especially for micro, small, and medium enterprises, as well as encourage the growth of the tourism sector. This trial will involve ASPI, Network for Electronic Transfer Singapore, and representatives of payment system service providers. Going forward, Bank Indonesia is committed to continuing to synergize with all relevant stakeholders, industry players, and the public in order to expand QRIS acceptance supported by the development of QRIS innovation features in a sustainable manner and expanding cooperation both domestically and across countries. That was My Indonesia Today.
Jika kau masih ingin ku cinta saja aku, tak perlu bahas yang lalu. Jika kau ingin ubah diriku seperti kau mau, jangan bandingkan diriku dengan masa lalu. Time. saja aku tak perlu bahas yang lalu. Jika kau ingin ubah diriku seperti kau mau, jangan bandingkan diriku dengan masa lalu. Aku dan dia pasti berbeda, jalannya tak sama, jangan disama.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Karimun Jawa is an island in the Java Sea, precisely in the Regency of Jepara, Central Java. This island has beautiful white sandy beaches. In addition to having a panoramic view of the beach that stretches beautifully, Karimun Jawa also has delicious culinary delights. One of them is lontong krubyuk, which is suitable for lunch. Listener, it's the same as its name. Lontong krubyuk is served with lots of gravy. The word krubyuk or grubyuk in Javanese language means walking through puddles. Served with fresh gravy, lontong krubyuk is a mainstay menu that must be tried if you visit Karimun Jawa in Jepara District, Central Java. Listener, in spite of being made from lontong, lontong krubyuk is very different from lontong in other regions. Like lontong food in general, lontong krubyuk is served with half-cooked bean sprouts plus sliced celery leaves. What makes it different from other lontong dishes is that lontong krubyuk is served with shredded stewed chicken meat, doused with meatball sauce, and topped with soy sauce and fried onions. The taste of lontong krubyuk is a typical Jepara culinary. It's like eating meatballs using a rhombus or rice cake. The typical characteristics of lontong krubyuk lies in its sprinkling, which creates a savory, fresh, and sweet taste. Listener, lontong krubyuk is usually eaten by the local people as lunch menu. Thus, it is really delicious to eat during the daytime and serve hot. With a very affordable price, a portion of lontong krubyuk will fill a hungry stomach during the day. A trip to the Karimun Jawa Islands is incomplete if you haven't tasted lontong krubyuk's culinary specialties. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I am Ahmad Faisal. Thank you.
Oh, there you are, sitting still, stripes and lonely, hiding, wishing, waiting. Well, I am, here I am, I'm standing still, stare at you only, everything has bloomed. All I want is just to stay, you can't shake me, I will never dare let go. Through the talking and the walking, I will give you all of my loving. Start counting on the days, forever I will stay.
Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, today's edition of Miss Eleni talks about the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, West Java Provincial Government, and the Indonesian Geography Olympiad Team Alumni Association, or IATOGI, collaborated to organize the 19th International Geography Olympiad, or IGO, which was held in Bandung City, West Java Province, on August 8 to the 14, 2023. In this competition, Indonesia successfully won 3 silver medals and 1 bronze medal. Meanwhile, the country that became the overall winner was Romania with 3 gold medals and 1 silver medal. Sumin Sen, as co-chair of the International Geography Union, appreciated the IGO participants who took advantage of opportunities in Indonesia to deepen their understanding of geography. Meanwhile, Tatang Mutakin, as expert staff to the Minister for Talent Management, said IGO participants were future assets with extraordinary passion, creativity, and dedication to geography. IGO 2023 was officially opened by the Indonesian Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Nadiem Anwar Makarim, on August 8, 2023. IGO 2023 carries the theme Creative City for Inclusive Urban Community. This theme invites participants to explore geographic potential in creating cities that are able to include all levels of society, become centers of innovation, and are sustainable for all residents. The event was attended by delegates from 46 countries consisting of 177 students, 89 team leaders, 11 observers, 9 special assignment teams, 21 academic teams and judges, and 57 relations officers who attended. Each country sends its 4 best students to compete in IGO 2023. Well, that was Miss Leni from Voice of Indonesia.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll get your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman, don't leave me this way. A puddle of water can't hold me close, baby. Can't hold me close, baby. I want you to know. Will you hear my secrets if you don't have ears, baby? If you don't have ears, baby,
I want you to know that I'm never leaving, 'cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home, my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love you forever. At the North Pole and you'll have a leap. Please don't cry no tears now. It's Christmas, baby. My snowman and me, hey. My snowman and me, baby.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bandung Selatan by Rizal Rizky. The song illustrates how Bandung City in the southern area was in the past. The song was composed by Ismail Marzuki in 1948 when he was busy broadcasting in the Netherlands in Deutsche Radio Omroep Maasappap Radio along with Live Java Group Music. The lyrics of the song very romantically admire the beauty of South Bandung, West Java. It tells the atmosphere when South Bandung is shrouded in mist, whose beauty is comparable to Putri Lenggang Kencana, the beautiful princess from the legend of Tanah Pasundan. Well, listener, here is Rizal Rizky with the keroncong song Bandung Selatan. Happy listening!
Selatan di waktu malam berselubung sutra merah putih, laksana Putri Lenggang Kencana duduk menanti akan kekasih. Selatan di waktu malam dalam asuhan Dewi Purnama, cantik mungil kesuma melati putri manja. Seruling bambu, gitar malam nan merdu merayu, tambang pusaka nan satu. Bandung Selatan di waktu malam, idaman hati muda remaja. Tamasya indah penuh kenangan, riwayatnya tiada terlupakan. Indah penuh kenangan, riwayatnya tiada terlupakan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. mejillas me callan por ti. Lamba serta sungabaliku semerba indah menghias di. Semerbak namamu.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.